Trigger warning. This episode is trigger warned for mentions of child exploitation and sexual assault involving minor persons. I'm not always there when you call, but I'm always on time. I gave you my all, so baby, be mine. Look, I know the episode is late. But listen, y'all not finna fight me, because this job, girl, alhamdulillah, that I'm actually employed gainfully and have health insurance and am able to pay for this expensive ass apartment. And it's not my choosing, right? Like, I'm not, oh, I want to be luxury. No, like, I just didn't want to live somewhere with roaches and rats. So of course, you know, the apartments are apartmenting and they're expensive. Anyway, welcome back. My beautiful orchids, it's your girl Fluid Flower, and you are now tuned into another episode of Fluid Thoughts. So before we start, I just want to give a big fuck you to that bitch known as anxiety. I have been really struggling lately with putting pressure on myself as a creative. Like, I did not realize how much I hold myself to an impossible standard. And even in recognizing that, right? Because we've talked about it on the show before, I'm aware that I do this to myself and I still do it. And then I get more anxious and more frustrated because I can't shake this bad habit fast enough. Girl, Efemina, sit your ass down, okay? Sit your ass down somewhere. You can get this off your chest, but you need to understand it is hard to create. Like, to sit there and to do a thing from conception to completion, and then to try to switch gears and do different projects in between. I say all this to say I'm a work in progress. And if you are also a creative and you feel anxiety around certain creative projects, just slow down and take your time. I know the episodes, I'm doing them bi-weekly and I want to get them out to y'all on Thursday, but sometimes shit like that just don't happen. I'm a working woman, honey. These people be, Effie, can we pick your brain? Can we do that? No. Oh my God. I just want to live in a forest and be a witch. I just want to live in a cottage and protect the deer and the mushrooms. But all that to say, I just have to encourage myself to keep going because small progress is still progress. And look, I started on Monday. It's now Thursday, 10:09 p.m. at the time of this recording. And I'm about to give y'all a full-blown episode. So here we go. But yeah, just remember to give yourselves grace, move with love, and yeah, let's chat. So, okay, for today's episode, I kind of want to go over some like hot goss, you know? I did an episode in 2023 around this time called Grinding My Gears, where I just talked about a bunch of different things. So I thought, let's have a girls' night. Let's podcast together. Let's chit chat, okay? The current bullshit plaguing our timelines and our For You pages and a little bit of news. Because here's my question. Did the self-proclaimed quadroom have to confess? Obama was a mulatto. That's the one drop raw, because you know, it's me, Christopher Walken. Okay, my Christopher Walken impression is very terrible, but so is hers. So I guess I want to know is, who is still using antebellum language to describe themselves or other people? Because this is the reason why I will never, ever listen to Lotto's music. I don't care how talented she is. I don't care that she was on the Netflix show rapping as a young kid. I don't give a fuck. You came out the gate with your rap name as Mulatto. Mulatto. Are you fucking dense? As a monoracial black person, right? I, for a very long time, have always thought that the biracial struggle was almost like self-targeted in a way, because, and I'm going to preface this with some caveats, I'm not trying to take away from anyone's experience of feeling excluded or experiencing racism, but my question is, why are biracials always reminding us that they're biracial? From the jokes and the memes about, I'm not black and I'm not white and I'm caught between two worlds, I'm a strong Blasian woman, I eat kimchi and fried chicken, what the fuck are we talking about? It's one thing to talk about your experience navigating an anti-black world that has subjected you to racism, but ultimately being considered mixed race does elevate you as you are not fully Black and culturally as a biracial, you do have a modicum of privilege depending on your phenotype, because we do know that people who look less Black or who are ethnically ambiguous are favored in society. But y'all never talk about anything new is my point. Every poem, every song, every social media meme is always about how you're confused and you don't know what side to choose. Here's a suggestion. Can you choose the side of shutting the fuck up? And I'm not really trying to be mean, but this is 2024. Now, I know that the person, Maya Osborne, wrote this poem almost like, what, 10, 12 years ago? But I'm going to let you know this right now. Biracial people are the reason why I hate slam poetry. Y'all be at the slam poetry contest, be like, I am a cracker nigga. I am the nigga of crackers. I am the whip that cracked the nigga's back, and I am the back of a nigga that was cracked. Bro, be so fucking for real. Stop. Enough. What struggle do you think you are advancing by talking about the same biracial experience over and over again? How many poems about being half slave and half master are you going to subject us to? And let me tell you this. At this point, I'm starting to think Virginia V. Loving was a mistake. I'm just kidding. I don't care that people are in interracial relationships. I just care about the fact that y'all keep talking about as if this is a new invention, right? That joke was for you, Ken. Shout out to you, my writing partner. We tell awful jokes to one another, and that was one of them. But no, like, again, I will never know what it is like to be biracial, but y'all got to get back in the booth. Y'all got to get back in the stew and write some new rhymes, some new material, because this is concerning, girl. I think it's also interesting that there's this unspoken element of when you do choose to let this steam off as a biracial, your ire seems to be directed towards Black people. I'm not saying it's all of y'all. I'm simply just speaking about the biracial people that I've encountered in my life and through parasocial means. I don't know how many Jubilee videos and videos from The Cut and BuzzFeed that I've seen where they, like, you know, interview biracial people and there's this commonality of them saying, Black people were forcing me to choose a side. And my question again is, where are they? Say their names. What Monique say? Say their names or keep that shit at the playground. One or two people or even a group of people demanding that you perform race politics is not an indictment of an entire group of people. I'm sorry that your family, most likely your white family members, refer to you as moon cricket and porch monkey half breed, but that shit don't got nothing to do with me. You understand what I'm saying? Do you feel me? Do you follow me? Personally, I do blame Obama. Because that's y'all king right there. And also, I blame Sir Robert Bryson Hall II, a.k.a. Logic the Rapper. Child, I don't want to come across as a bully, but I need y'all to understand that it's okay to exist as you are. And you don't have to answer to anybody who demands you to perform outdated race politics. You are who you are. What's important in this moment is that you understand your own humanity. What's important in this moment is that you understand your privilege. I'm sorry that your mama was white. This is from your monoracial Black big sister, okay? I'm sorry that your mama was white and said your hair was unkempt when it was curly, but baby, you got to let that shit go and live your life. Fuck your white mama. If she don't love you as you are, then she shouldn't have married a Black man. Who cares? Who cares if your daddy, your Black father, wants you to choose being white over being biracial? Don't fuck him. Just live your life as you are. Go on and be great. You go on and be great in your lavender. Next on the docket, girl. Krishan Rock. Now, this happened a few weeks ago, but I like to talk about things on my own time because I like to, you know, write and, you know, have a full form thought. But I wanted to give my perspective. So if you're not aware of Krishan Rock, she's apparently a rapper married to another rapper. Don't give a fuck about his name. Don't really care. But then because that's as much as I know about her. I don't pay attention to these people. But, you know, unfortunately, they do come across my timeline. And I saw some of her content where she was giving unsolicited advice and two cents about Palestinians. And I'm going to go ahead and quote. And she says, they don't believe in Jesus, so that's why it's happening over there. I seen videos where they pray at. It's cockroaches and it's infested. So what is God trying to tell us? What is the message being the chaos? Yeah, we know war, the war, but things always happen for a reason and it's happening, end quote. First of all, George Bush, you will burn in hell because these children were absolutely left behind. There's so much I want to say about this statement. I think number one is, how dare you? I cannot stress how tired I am from the religious supremacy complex that Christians have over other religions. I am a former missionary, so I fully and completely understand the intent and the impact that religious supremacy has on the human psyche. I will go as far as to say that a lot of you bitches actually have religious psychosis, because what would possess you to say something like that? Surely it was not the Holy Ghost. An entire genocide is happening because of late stage capitalism known as imperialism, and you somehow connect that to God and punishment in Jesus? The idea that Christianity is the supreme religion, or it's the only way to experience God, is honestly just bullshit. The idea of religious supremacy has a ton of people who identify as Christians not realizing that they have shut off parts of their humanity. I remember when I was in youth group back in the day, and I was always asking questions about space and the universe and science, and I was told by my youth pastor that I ask questions that are not necessary to the gospel. Now, hold on a minute, player. If God created all things, right, which would include the universe and all its beings, did each being have to know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior? I asked that bitch. I said, bitch. And the bitch said, huh? I said, bitch, if there was cavemen and Denisovans and Homo erectus and all of these evolutionary stages of being human, did they have to believe in Jesus too? Did the Australopithecus, did they also die and go to hell because Jesus wasn't born 2 million years ago? What about religions that predate Jesus and Christianity? Not a single youth pastor, clergy person, deacon, or bishop could ever answer me. So I thank God to this day, that my beliefs in man-made doctrines started to fade away back in college. How many times do we have to say to people that you are socialized into your religion? Where you are born in the world can determine a lot of things about your life, and religion is no different. Y'all are out here claiming to be Christians, but don't ever do anything Christ-like. Jesus was not out here condemning people for not being Jewish. He was out here moving against the Roman Empire and organizing the people. He was moving in revolutionary love. He was literally, quite literally, if in my opinion, a fucking socialist. And you bitches are out here moving mad. You're moving mad talking about tithing and prosperity gospel and taking mission trip to further white supremacy. How do I know? Because I used to do the same fucking thing. I was so far gone in my Christian supremacy and religious trauma that I literally used to look down on anyone who was not a born again Christian. I was moving mad, man. I was moving real mad. And I remember one day, right? I'm gonna tell y'all a quick story. I told this one girl, ooh, I feel so bad for this. I told this one girl, I said, you will never make it to heaven because you're a whore. It's not funny, but I'm laughing at how emotionally violent I used to be, which again is not funny. Like, I'm really sorry I said that to that girl, but I'm laughing because I was a fucking idiot. Like, you are imbued with ignorant power, making you think that because you accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, that it now gives you the audacity to talk to anybody any fucking how. How come religious supremacy don't amp y'all up to feed the homeless or to build shelters? How come religious supremacy don't amp y'all up to build alternative systems where people can have access to food, water, shelter, and clothing, regardless of what conditions the ruling class has set for us? What is happening in Gaza? It does not have anything to do with God. It is a genocide being carried out by state powers who are trying to control regional resources and gain world power to maintain the status quo. That's it. That's all, full stop. Please. I remember doing an episode titled, It's Not Demons, It's Just Capitalism, where the fact that I can reference myself, honey, baby, we're on episode 41. Okay, this is a feat. Okay, this is success. But I remember doing this episode where I talked about the Travis Scott Astroworld catastrophe. And one of the issues I talked about was how people were calling the chaotic concert, oh, this was an Illuminati sacrifice. Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner, they had to kill people to solidify their space and their place in the Illuminati. Look at the light. The lights are really on. Shout out to Brownie. They only was devil worship. Satanic. Shut up. Shut the fuck up, girl. When no damn Baphomet at that damn concert, it was just capitalism. That concert was not a tragedy because of satanic rituals. It was a tragedy because of greed. The concert venue oversold tickets. They let too many people in at one time. There were no water stations. I saw one video of a woman being pressed against a fence, screaming about how she could not breathe, all because businesses and people were ready to get back to spending, because we were in lockdown at one point. And so people were ready to leave the lockdown and resume spending and consuming and getting back to capitalism. That's why them people died. Y'all give the devil too much fucking credit. So now here go Krishan. And I'm sure there are other people who thought the same thing. And they're like, oh, the reason this is happening is because they don't believe in Jesus. And so by that logic, you're saying that the reason why NICU babies were left to starve and die and decompose in Al Nasser Medical Complex was because their parents weren't Christian? How horrible of a person do you have to be to come to that conclusion? How traumatized do you have to be to come to that conclusion? And it's not just her who thinks that way. It's a load, a swath, millions of Christians who also have that same illogical logic. I remember encountering the hundreds of people at these church events I used to go to. And I was at this church. It was like an Assemblies of God denomination church, right? And I was in high school. This is when I dedicated my life back to Christ. But this was the first time me encountering white people at church. My experience with church had largely been going to Nigerian churches and also going to Black Baptist churches and then Kojic churches. And then also when I was spending the summers with my dad going to Catholic churches. Anyway, so I'm going to these church events, you know, I'm with this Assemblies of God church in high school. And I remember someone bringing up Hurricane Katrina. And this white lady said, well, God had to wash away the sins because the people of New Orleans practiced that voodoo from Africa, and that's why God sent the hurricane. You have got to be fucking kidding me. Even back then, when I was lost in the Old Testament sauce, I knew that shit had heavy racist overtones. The mismanagement of state infrastructure. Hear me when I say this. The state has gotten so good at purposefully not separating itself from the church and religion, that people will blame the mismanagement of infrastructure, or rather the deliberate neglect of infrastructure, on evildoers who are not Christian, instead of looking at where their tax dollars are going to. That is how bad religious supremacy warps the psyche. The psyops are winning, and it's sad to see. Your tax dollars, instead of paying to fix roads and bridges, and in this case of New Orleans, the levees, your tax dollars are going to military aid to Israel and to pay the salaries of those in the IOF so they can continue to bomb and kill children. Y'all think all Muslims are Arab and that they don't believe in Jesus, so therefore they deserve to die. Girl, fuck you. Fuck you to hell and back. Okay, y'all are extremely Islamophobic. Y'all are full of shit. Jesus is not coming back for you, period, full stop. And also, I recommend a TikToker, right? His name is at Donnell Wrights, DonnellWrites. He talks about decolonizing faith and religious trauma and Christian supremacy. So if you ever want to like tap more into that, go check him out. I got a lot of my talking points from just like remembering his video. So go check him out. You should give him a follow. Let's talk about capitalist brain rot. because some of y'all, I think some of y'all have absolutely lost the plot, right? You hoes are going to generational wealth yourselves to death. When we talk about generational wealth, y'all don't have a fundamental understanding that you need a massive workforce slavery to keep that wealth in the family. So a woman by the name of Jasmine Moss was arrested and charged with misdemeanor child abuse and child neglect after posting to social media that her 5-year-old daughter waxed 24 women and made over $700. So a few points here. Number one, why is your 5-year-old child working, right? This is the fucked up thing about capitalism. Well, one of the fucked up things about capitalism is that people are conditioned to constantly provide surplus value for the ruling class. There are child labor laws, which are actively being rolled back right now, by the way. At least 11 states have introduced new bills or are taking actions to roll back child labor laws and protections. But there are child labor laws for a reason. Look up child labor and the horrific events that took place during the early 1900s. And also look up child labor in the Global South. Look at the Congo. Think about all of the sweatshops in the Global South that make fast fashion clothes and mine the mica inside of the earth so we can have glitter eyeshadow and eyelashes and all that bullshit. So understand this. Children are not protected under capitalism. Children are often exploited under capitalism. So when you, as a marginalized, oppressed person, now decide to carry water for the superstructure and exploit your own child under the guise of, we breaking generational curses, we building generational wealth. No, you're fucking not. You're just participating in child exploitation. There were people in the comments defending this woman saying, oh, y'all just hating. She trying to teach her daughter the value of a dollar. Y'all just like being broke and hating on successful black women. What happened to lemonade stands? What happened to making bookmarks or selling rocks? What happened to the original plot of the movie? I love quoting Dr. Umar because that man is a damn fool. I need y'all to understand something right now, that those of you who defended this woman, Harriet Tubman would have shot you. She would have shot you as she was eating her rice and peas while wearing her nice shiny fucking dress with her fucking crown on her head. Look, listen, I'm never going to let go of that joke. But the kicker is, black folk have been lied to. When the notions of black power were being created during the black power movement in the 60s and 70s, black power was supposed to mean a pan-African scientific socialist movement. It was the Nixon administration that now began to redefine it as black enterprise and black capitalism, and black people just need to be able to participate in the system. Look, listen, of course the powers at be, right, the arbiters of empire, would seek to neutralize the movement by giving black people more or bigger scraps at the end of the table. The Panthers were literally organizing with other poor black folk, poor brown folk, white and indigenous folk. Do you understand the threat to empire when all poor people, regardless of color, organize together? Class consciousness is a real threat to capitalism. That's why they keep us distracted with all the isms and the phobias. That's why they play up white supremacy so much so that white people at large don't organize with us, so that the ruling class can stay in power. So now in 2024, we've got the black descendants of Richard Nixon who champion financial literacy and financial success and banking black and buying back the black. Put your money in a black bank so the blacks can get free. I hear you nignogs up and down my fucking timeline. Oh, black people, the only people who don't practice group economics. We don't support each other. Shut the fuck up. I want to fart in y'all's mouths to keep you from speaking ever again. Listen, if the economic system we live under is capitalism and that requires slave labor, there is no way you are going to financial literacy or generational wealth yourselves out of oppression. The system itself is oppressive. The system devoids you of humanity, which is why Jasmine Moss thought it was a good idea, a good thing, to allow her 5-year-old to wax grown women's vaginas. Capitalism is an illness. It is not something that you should be using to validate yourself or your humanity. It is nothing more than a deadly cancer that kills us in the millions. Millions of people died from COVID, and millions of people also now work remotely. The model of capitalism that gives us the 8-hour workday has been disrupted. While there are tons of people who did return to the office, there are now millions of people who did not. So it's not a coincidence that states are trying to roll back child labor laws and also use prison labor to fill in these job positions. And there, some of you are. You're okay with the idea that this mother exploiting her child because she apparently made a funky ass $744? Be so fucking for real. If you don't cut on that damn YouTube and let your child watch Miss Rachel and Peppa Pig and eat her snacks What the hell is wrong with you? This is ridiculous. Kids are not a workforce. Kids are not pack mules. They don't need to wax vaginas to learn the value of a dollar. She should be playing outside with bubbles and finger paint. Time for some cereal, daddy. That's it. Now, do I think the mother should have been jailed? Not necessarily. I don't think carcerality works in this situation. We know that prisons and police don't keep us safe. I don't know if this child has suffered from other forms of abuse, but I know that it is wildly inappropriate and unsafe to put your child in that situation. If this is a situation where the mother just made a bad decision, I think with counseling and deprogramming from the capitalist hellscape through restorative justice means, I think that would have been a better response for this situation. But we don't have alternative systems set up yet. We're not in community with one another. I think we're shifting to those ideas, but they're not in action yet. They're not taking place, at least not at a wide scale. And until we learn how to build with one another and deprogram and decolonize our thinking and change our values from capitalist values to communal ones, parents who hold water for white supremacist capitalism will always seek to exploit their children for monetary gain. They will always view their children as cash cows. Look at what's going on with TikTok. Child exploitation is a real issue on that app. This is why I don't really engage with family content, because there are a ton of parents and guardians or just people who are in proximity to children who farm content from their children. These people will put their children in bathing suits, toddler children in revealing bathing suits. And when you look at the data and the metrics of these videos, the saves and the downloads outnumber the likes and views. And then to add more disgust to it, the majority of people who are saving these videos are men aged 45 and up, between ages 45 and 60. But these parents will keep posting their content with their kids in these revealing outfits because they know that those videos will get the most likes and shares and follows, because they want to be in the creator fund and make money. It is nothing more than child exploitation. In an article from the National Criminal Justice Association in the criminal justice system. No, I'm sorry. but I read an article and it reads, the social media giant TikTok has emerged as the biggest, fastest growing danger zone for children who are targeted by adult predators online. What troubles those who track child exploitation is that TikTok's algorithm is designed to learn what type of content users like, then feed them a string of it. That keeps youngsters glued to the site and makes it easier for pedophiles to seek them out. With so many videos pouring onto the platform, child exploitation experts question whether TikTok can effectively monitor them for inappropriate behavior. The article cites a number of criminal cases in which adults stalked children on TikTok and later sexually abused them. In one case, a 42-year-old man from Alabama began exchanging romantic notes with a 14-year-old girl in Texas. The notes were visibly public, and several TikTok commenters accused him of inappropriate conduct. Last March, he hopped on a bus to Texas and met up with the girl. Several days later, he was arrested, and he was later indicted on charges related to alleged sexual assault of a child. End quote. Parents are putting their children in danger just to make a buck from the creator fund. And they're doing it because of their allegiance and indoctrination and conditioning to accept capitalism and all its horrors as normal. This shit isn't normal. This is wrong. I don't know the exact fate of Jasmine Moss or her child. I don't know what's going to happen, but I can take a guess that the child will most likely probably be put into the system and then risk further exploitation, because the system of CPS, Child Protective Services, is also carceral and won't protect children either. We know what happens to kids in CPS, right? There's a great TikToker called Ward of the State. Check out their profile, check out their page, and listen to their stories about being a foster kid, about being legally adopted through the system. Y'all, we have work to do. This is why we cannot get caught up with the distractions about who pays for the first date and high value man and woman and sprinkle, sprinkle, and they trying to emasculate our black men and women are too masculine and I'm an alpha male and I'm a wolf. No, you're not, DeMarcus. You're an ignorant fool who was hustling himself to extinction. It is 80 degrees in February. We're going to fucking boil this summer. Please. And I say jokingly, like DeMarcus, because honestly, it's not just black people who are dealing with this idea of white supremacist patriarchy. It's everybody. It's whites, it's blacks, it's Latinos, it's Asians, it's everybody who is literally alive right now, to who is conditioned to some form or degree of this racist, white supremacist, patriarchal system that is anti-black and hates humanity. Y'all, please, Father God, in the name of Jesus, free my people. Free my people from the bondage of financial literacy, of trying to build generational wealth by becoming estheticians and lash technicians. Baby, I'm gonna tell you something right now. I love you so much, but you're not about to build generational wealth putting lashes on people's faces, making them look like Snuffleupagus. That's not gonna happen. I get it. You a business owner. You got your G-Wagon. You have clients pay you $800 for box braids. I get it. You getting your money. But that shit is not going to liberate you. Y'all, I'm tired. I love you so much. And I will see you next week or the week after. Bye. Ha ha ha!